Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Labor Day has come and gone. Depending on when you're listening to this, it's either September 10th or 11th. This was a great summer. I think one of the hottest Augusts on record. Last week's show was really cool. We had two of the most famous coaches, soccer coaches, that is, in New Hampshire, at the high school level, Rob Grable from Hanover. And prior to that, he coached at Derryfield. He also was the last Division II hockey coach, New Hampshire College. Believe it or not, in collegiate hockey, they used to have a Division II, which no longer exists. Now, of course, that's known as Southern New Hampshire University. It was an outdoor rink. My kids used to play there when they played with the Manchester Flames. So anyway, so Rob Grable and from Hanover and Coach George Pinkham from Bow High School are on talking about the upcoming soccer season in New Hampshire. Interscholastic soccer in New Hampshire is very competitive. The divisions are really cool. No longer are we going to have the runs, you know, like Guilford won something like 10 Division III championships in a row and Hanover 5 in Division II. Hopkinton has had some runs as well, and the current Bow girls have a run as well. But they talk about how competitive it's becoming. So in any event, that was George and Rob, and I want to give them a big shout out. This weekend with me is my great colleague, Joe Casper. Joe, don't you get enough of me? Do you, I missed you. I know you took a few days off around Labor Day, but here we are now on September 10th and 11th. You good?
I'm good.
Glad to see me?
Absolutely.
Oh, and of course I pay you to say that. Whatever. So in any event. So of course, here it is, September 10th already. Last night, September 9th, Friday, September 9th, we had a great Friendly Kitchen 5K road race to raise money for the Friendly Kitchen, which is really close to our campus. And I know that, as you know from prior shows that we've conducted, the homelessness, food insecurity, drug and alcohol addiction, all that is all related. And we raised money for the Friendly Kitchen. So that race was great. It was through the NHTI campus. So with that running as a segue, not getting on a segue, Joe, I know we have one to get in between 1 and 2 Delta. But tell us, let's do a little wrap-up on the Capital Area race series this year. Thank you for really taking the lead. There are obviously 8 races. There are 8 different race directors. They're all wonderful people. But sometimes it can be like shepherding cats a little bit.
Well, you know, it certainly can be because each race is different and unique. Out of the 8 races, 6 were 5Ks. We had a 5-miler race, the Bill Luty 5-miler, and a brand new race, the Capital City Classic 10K this year, which was right during Market Days weekend.
That was beautiful. And, of course, that gives me the opportunity to thank our latest sponsor, Runner's Alley, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Runner's Alley and Grapponi have been our sponsors for a while, certainly Grapponi.
And don't forget your paycheck either, Northeast Delta.
Northeast Delta Dental is the prime sponsor for that, and we're the ones that are involved throughout the series. And it's, you know, this is a great series for families. I've noticed since I was at just about all the races this year, I've noticed a number of families entering the Capital Area Race Series with their kids. There was a 6- or 8-year-old that was in the top 5 running. I mean, this kid had a set of legs that I couldn't believe, and I'd see him coming around the corner 17, 18 minutes into that race, and he was merely moving along. So a lot of families entered the race this year, which is nice because it centers around the Concord community.
Exactly. And then, of course, you have some more seasoned people like myself, but the second place overall winner, Ernie Brake, who's a cross-country coach at Kearsarge High School, he actually came in second place overall to a youngster, Dylan Tuttle, who runs for NHGI. But Ernie was second overall, and he's in his 50s. He was also the first age-graded. I'll explain for the audience what age-graded is. Essentially, if you're relatively old and relatively fast, you score a lot. So the simplest way I can describe it, if you're 50 and you run a 20-minute 5K, that's like the equivalent of if you're 20 and run a 17-minute 5K, and they somehow the computer magically calculates all that. But in effect, Ernie was the number one age grade person. And then, of course, our own fitness center guru, Tom Walton, who also coaches NHGI cross country, he was the second age grade person.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, the runners that we have, you have such a variety of runners. You have folks that are just starting to run, folks who've been running for a number of years are in this race. We have folks that are up in their upper 70s who are still running. And it's amazing to see how healthy all these folks are as they're getting older. The boomers are really doing a lot better than our parents did.
So what we say is the 70 is the new 50 or something.
That's
something,
it.
Something like that. Now, on the women's side, Kristen Dineski from Hopkinton, a local runner, she was not only the number one woman overall, but she was also, we won't reveal her age, but she's maybe into the fourth decade.
Mm-hmm.
She was also number one age graded. So to win, to be number one overall, regardless of age, obviously that would make her number one age graded. So it's pretty competitive series. And the great thing is that, and people know I say this all the time, just think of the millions and billions of people that can't run. And if you participated in six out of the eight races, you got a really cool hooded sweatshirt from Runner's Alley. So how
very
did that
nice.
Work out, Joe, this year?
That worked out very well. This was something new that we tried this year. And typically in the past, we've had the prize pickup, and you have, for this year, you had to complete six out of the eight races, with one of those being either the 5-miler or the 10K. In the past, we've had it, the prizes have gone out at the end of the last race, which is the Woodchuck Classic at the end of July. But this year, Runner's Alley opted to host an event. They had a great turnout, and everything went well. If you haven't got your, if you had a prize, if you qualified for the prize, which is that nice sweatshirt, and you didn't get a chance to pick it up during the month of August, please give me a call.
223-1287.
That's the number.
I know that number like the back of my head because I'm constantly calling Joe when it comes to our facility and special events. After the commercial break, one of the events we'll be talking about is the Dr. Carpenter Golf Tournament. But before we switch to golf, let's further on the running thing. So if there's a race director out there that of another local race is in the Concord area and they want to be considered for maybe the 2017 or 2018 Capital Race Series, would they contact you, Joe, at 223-1287, or what's your view on that?
They would. They can give me a call. We did add, for a number of years, we had seven races. This year, we added the Capital City Classic 10K, and we try to spread the races out between, you know, early in the season when we start with the Gilmington race at the end of March, and we finish up with the Woodchuck at the end of July, so it makes, we've got races positioned. But if somebody's interested in joining the series, please have them give me a call at 223-1287. We can chat about it.
Great. And also, just to give people the heads up, next year is going to be the 50th of the Bill Luddy 5-miler.
That's true.
And that is, Bill Luddy's been part and parcel of the Capital Race Series really since the inception of the series over a decade ago. So I think we have some special thing planned for Bill Luddy's 50th. Of course, Bill will be there.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to be the third weekend in July, typically.
Perfect. And in the same way, a few years back, we celebrated the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race 50th. We're going to try to do the Bill Luddy in the same way. So look for that. That's going to be really exciting. And hopefully, maybe you can talk to Bill Luddy himself. Great guy, great coach, both of Concord girls and boys cross country many years ago at Concord High School, many state championships. It would be good to see, maybe get his view on what he'd like to see for the Bill Luddy 50th.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know Bob Teschick is a longtime supporter of that, and they are, between him and his brother Bill, they really put on a nice series with that, and it's a nice race. It's a hot day, but they get underway early in the morning at 9 o'clock, so you get the race done before it gets too hot during the day.
And you're referring to the Teschicks, who manage the Granite State Timing Services. So, Joe, in your role at Northeast Delta Dental, you're responsible for the beautiful facilities we have both at 1 and 2 Delta. And, of course, people also don't realize that we have satellite offices in Saco, Maine, and Burlington, Vermont. So occasionally you're making some trips out there. So the grounds look really pristine. I thank you for that. And the buildings look great. But you're also responsible for special events, which would include the Dr. Carpenter Golf Tournament, would also include the Vertical Challenge, which is a ski event that raises money for Make-A-Wish, which includes the Capital Race Series. So before we get into the golf tournament, just in general, how do you, as sort of special events director, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes planning, and I think you'd be the first to say it takes a village. Sometimes people don't see the quiet people behind the scenes, one of whom was many years ago was Frank Donovan. And, of course, in August we had the Pittsfield Balloon Rally Road Race in honor of Frank, and now we've got his daughter involved, and so we've combined the Donovan race with the Pittsfield Balloon Rally. But just in general, do you see the importance of getting out in the community, and then to make an event happen successfully and happy for that matter, it's probably project management skills come into play?
Absolutely. There's so many details that are behind the scenes that folks, when they arrive, don't really see. Whether you're coming in for a road race, you know, is your bib already assigned? Do you have your t-shirt and whatever else it is that you need? And whether it's road racing, whether you're planning for golf, whether you're planning for any event that involves the public, we do our best to try and look at all circumstances to make sure that when you arrive, you have everything you need and you have a good time.
And I have a beautiful checklist that Tom Walton and I put together, Tom being our coach. So if any race director out there wants to get hold of it, give me a call, 223-1300, or Joe at 223-1287. The one piece of advice before we break, for any road race director, more bathrooms or porta-johns and qualified volunteers. All right. Tom Raffio and Joe Caswell will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend, September 10th and 11th, is with me Joe Casper, who, as you heard before the commercial break, not only is responsible for the beautiful facilities and campus at Northeast Delta Dental, but he's also the lead director when it comes to a lot of our external events. One of which is, depending on when you listen to this, is the SBCA Walk, which is on Sunday, September 11th. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about that. I know that the dogs, the animals, and their owners start up at 1 Delta. But what's involved with that?
The SPCA has been using our soccer field out behind 1 Delta for a number of years to host this walk, the Walk for the Animals. And, you know, if you're listening and you want to swing over to 1 Delta and it's Sunday morning on the 11th, please feel free to do so. They do have a 1-mile walk and a 3-mile walk. They also have a number of vendors who are there regarding the health of your pets and food vendors and things like that. They have some music happening over there, so it's a fun environment. It's like a little expo, and then you get a chance, you and your pet, to go for a walk, and you can determine what length of a walk you want to go on.
And it's a great fundraiser for the SPCA. And
I must say, facility out there, yes.
And I must say, when I come back later on Sunday, the 11th, the place is pristine again, so the dog owners are really good with dealing
with
their dogs.
They do a great job cleaning up. Yep.
So it's awesome. So now let's segue to Dr. Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament, which is Friday, September 23rd at the Breakfast Hill Golf Club in Greenland, New Hampshire. Let me start by saying the funds raised from this golf tournament go to the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. And just so you know what the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation is, that the mission of that foundation is to improve the access and quality of oral health care and education for the public and the dental communities in New Hampshire, as well as Vermont and Maine. Its mission is in harmony with the mission of Northeast Delta Dental itself to increase access to oral health education and dental services. Now, what we do, though, with the foundation is all of those dollars go out to the underserved population. So even though traditional group dental insurance, many people in New Hampshire have that, or as an individual, you might have it through the public exchange called healthcare.gov or our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, or if you're a veteran, you may have it through another program we have called the VADIP.org, which just stands for Veterans Administration Dental Insurance Program, and I'll have an op-ed piece about that just to make sure our veterans are aware of it. So we have traditional group and retail dental insurance, but we also know that there's an underserved population. So the mission of the foundation is to really educate and fund dental clinics, fund all sorts of clinical services, and the list literally is endless. But as an example, Alice Peck Day Memorial Hospital, we fund the school-based program and the Upper Valley Funds Program. Core Physicians, which at Exeter Hospital, the dental supplies, we have funded the expansion and the creation of the dental clinic at Easter Seals, New Hampshire. So I could probably spend the next 9 minutes, and then I'd be kicked out of the show reading the list. So clearly there's a never-ending list of oral health needs. And so in addition to the parent companies, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, which comprise Northeast Delta Dental, paying into the foundation a lot of money, millions, over time, we also do this, fundraiser named in honor of Dr. Carpenter. So tell us a little bit about the logistics of the golf tournament, Joe.
Well, Tom, this is going to be our 19th annual golf tournament for the foundation. It's going to be happening on Friday morning, September 23rd. It's going to be a great time of the year. It's getting a little bit cooler, but, you know, it's not going to be too cold, and it'll work out great. We usually have wonderful weather for it. We're going to have this tournament at a new place, the Breakfast Hill Golf Club, which is in Greenland, New Hampshire, not far from Portsmouth. And we've got, usually we'll get 70 to 75 golfers to come out. We get underway. You can check in at 9 o'clock in the 8 o'clock in the morning, because we get underway at 9 o'clock with a shotgun start. And we have all the traditional things you have for a regular golf tournament. We have a hole-in-one prize this year of a brand new GMC Yukon, which is going to be a great gift. Fred Finney, our fellow compatriot, was able to secure that as our hole-in-one prize. We have a couple of new things this year that we're going to add for golfers. One is a hit-the-green contest. So if you're trying to get that GMC Yukon, which a lot of us try to do, and the ball doesn't go in the hole to get the car, if you get the ball on the green from the tee shot, say that quick, you will get a raffle ticket to be entered into a drawing for a brand-new golf GPS. So when you're out on the course and you're seeing these guys or gals hold their GPS up or their watch or whatever they've got, and they tell you, well, it's 135 yards to the hole and I need to use a 6-iron or something like that, this is all from the GPS. You too can be one of those cool people and have a GPS if you win the raffle prize.
So if someone's interested in perhaps registering either as an individual or as a foursome, they could call you at 223-1287 or your faithful colleague there, Kathleen Gleason, at 223-1317, and they could register that way.
They could do that, or they, you know, if you wanted to go online, you could go online and pay by credit card. So you could go to birdeasepro.com/carpentergolf, all one word. And you can get online and you can register and pay by credit card if you'd like as well. So we have, you can have it any way you like.
And just a little background on Dr. Carpenter. So when I moved to New Hampshire in 1995, Dr. C, as he was affectionately known as, was one of the lead dental consultants at Northeast Delta Dental. So he was one of my mentors. Great guy, great dentist consultant. He was also sort of the cultural base of the company. I remember vividly, you know, during the holidays, he would, you know, walk around in his Santa suit and so forth. So great guy. He was also a great golfer. I think one of the early members of the Concord course as well, the Concord Country Club. So Thurston, that was his first name. Great guy, and we definitely are honored that we can name the tournament in his honor. And of course, his family shows up as well, right?
And his family's going to be there on the 23rd, playing again. They have a great time, and we have all kinds of raffle prizes and things like that. So it'll be a fun day. We'll get everybody out of there probably around 2:30 in the afternoon. So you can head off for the weekend, or if you're really into it, you can go back to the office if you need to. But I'm hoping you're going to take an early weekend and enjoy yourself. But it should be a
fun
time. I'll
be back to the office. But
yes, I know you will.
Breakfast Hill Golf Club in Greenland, of course. And, of course, it's actually owned by dentists. So I think it's also relevant. Last year, the foundation, not at this tournament, helps raise money, but the total amount that the foundation distributed in the community was about $325,000. And just to give you an idea of where the money went, 75% went to dental clinics, 13% to in-school programs, 6% to education and research, oral health specific education, 3%, coalitions, 2%, and dental professional support, 1%. So that money was given out by the foundation. Of course, we also have, as you know, corporate philanthropy, so that oftentimes we are giving for other things, not necessarily for oral health. But of course, the older I get, Joe, seems to me like everything is related, you know, homelessness, you know, food insecurity. If you look at that, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and then a lot of these people have bad teeth. So it's all connected.
All together.
And of course, it's hard to break that cycle because if you have bad teeth, it's going to be hard to get a job. So even if you sort of break the cycle of the drugs and alcohol, and if you're homeless and you have bad teeth, it's going to be really hard to get a job. So all of the philanthropy we do really is health and human services oriented, but it's also, you know, wellness orientated. We sponsor a number of road races, Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. I mentioned Bill Lutie, the Capillary Race Series, and we've even ventured into Vermont now. We recently sponsored the Vermont Race to the Top. So it rivals Mount Washington. I ran up the Otter Road in Mount Mansfield. So it's the same thing, Joe, just a little shorter. So I'll have you up there maybe next year. And Stowe is beautiful.
All right. We'll see.
So now, speaking of wellness, why don't you, we have a couple minutes remaining. Why don't you tell us what's going on with the Wellness Coalition right here in Concord?
Certainly. The Capital Area Wellness Coalition meets on a regular monthly basis. They meet on the second Wednesday of every month at 8 o'clock up at the Center for Health Promotion. And we've got a number of initiatives that are ongoing, from dealing with folks, with trying to feed those folks, especially the new Americans who are living now in Concord. But also we tie in with the Parks and Recreation Department for a number of walks and events that are going on. And we act as a hub. So if you are looking for something to do on the weekend, you can go to capwellness.org and click on the links, and that will bring you to other links that show what's going on, whether you want to take a walk through White's Park or there's something else going on. We have, last year we sponsored, earlier this year actually, over at Beaver Meadow Golf Course, when it was cold and closed, there was skating that we were over there for. We had a bonfire. Of course, now there's indoor golf that goes on all year long over there. So there's a number of things. You don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be a golfer. You just have to get out and get some exercise. And I think that's the key thing. In Concord, there's been a recent article that was just posted that Concord is one of the safest communities in the United States. And, of course, we're rebuilding downtown, and the walkability of downtown is phenomenal. So even if you're not a big walker and you don't, you know, or a runner, take a walk downtown. There's a number of things that are going on downtown. It's good, healthy exercise. You get a chance to see a number of different things, and you're helping your health at the same time.
And since, speaking of walking, that reminds me to add about the Capital Area Race Series, in fact, other running events that we sponsor. There's now often a walking component. So many of the races, sometimes I get people saying, well, I'm not really a runner, but I walk. Well, a lot of the races in the Capital Area Race Series have a walk component, for example, the SCA. And, of course, we're also very much a sponsor of walks. We'll have a separate show on this, but the upcoming breast cancer walk right at Memorial Field, and then we have the ALS walk as well. So not only do we sponsor road races, but we're a major sponsor of walks. So really quick, one last plug for the golf tournament, 223-1317. Talk to Kathleen, or 223-1287. Talk to Joe September 23rd. Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Glad to be with you, Tom.
Tom Raphael will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.